What's it all about, Alfie? All right, how many people remember that song? You are all dating yourself. That song was the theme song to a movie back in the 60s, Alfie. You know, age is kind of a funny thing. Those of you that know that song, you just kind of betrayed your age, right? And age is a kind of a funny thing. I've learned something about myself recently. I'm having trouble with my short-term memory. I'm also having trouble with my long-term memory. And I'm also having trouble with my short-term memory. Yeah, right? What do we pay you for? Come on. Thank you. What's funny about age is when you're young, you tell everybody your age. I'm 4, I'm 6, all that stuff. And then when you get really older, you share your age too. I'm 99, right? But sometime in the middle, you kind of get shy about it, right? Like people ask my age and I'm like, And I think the anti-aging industry is a bazillion-dollar industry, right? People are trying to hide their age and trying to avoid being older than they are. When you're young, you want to be older. When you're old, you want to be younger. All these things. And we struggle with this all along. And every generation deals with the other generations around it, right? Younger generations look at the older generation and say, oh, they're so out of touch. They have no idea what's going on. And older generations look at the younger generation and say, oh, they have no idea what life is like, and they haven't lived and haven't gone through what we've gone through, and they just don't understand. And it's just this ongoing struggle. I'll never forget the time I was listening to the band Tears for Fears. Okay, let's date ourselves now. Who knows Tears for Fears? All right. Some people from the 80s, right? So I put on their first album. And I was listening to it at home, and my daughter was probably around 8 or 9 years old, and I turned around and she was singing along. And I thought, to the song Mad World. Everybody know Mad World? Okay. She's singing along, and I said, wow, you know this song? And she said, well, yeah, Dad, of course I do, but I know the real version. And I was like, this is the original recording. This is the real version. You know, a cover by some wannabe singing this song. It's tough. Every generation kind of goes through that. But what's it all about, Alfie? That song comes to my mind all the time. Alfie is a movie that came out in 1966, and it dealt with a womanizer that went around and just had his way with every woman he could and enjoyed life, and it was part of that eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. He just kind of had that attitude and lived that way, and then he actually had a child, and he kind of dealt with that, but wasn't ready to commit to the woman who was the mother of the child, and then he got really sick, and then he had a mental breakdown, and then he started to reprioritize his life, but by the point that he was ready to make some commitments to the women or to a woman that he had known in the past, it was too late. I know you're all gonna run out and rent the movie, but I'm gonna ruin the ending for you. Because the ending, he turns around and looks at the camera, the fourth audience, is that what it's called, Xander? The fourth wall, that's it. He looks at the camera and says, what's it all about? You know what I'm talking about. And then he starts walking down the street, and a stray dog starts to walk next to him. And that's the end. Kind of a sad existence. But we all spend our lives, all of us, no matter whether we're young or old, we spend our lives trying to figure out what's it all about. What am I here for? It's kind of that man's search for meaning. And churches ask that question as well. What is it all about? I was talking with some pastors the other day, and we were talking about the gospel. What is the gospel all about? And one of the pastors said, I believe the gospel is all about justice. And I thought, I really thought through that and thought, well, yeah, the gospel is a lot about justice, but it's not all about justice. Certainly when Jesus came into the world, he started his ministry by quoting from the Old Testament and said, I got out of my notes here, and now I'm off task. I'll find it. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, release to the captive, sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and the favorable year of our Lord. He started his ministry like that. So he was very geared towards justice. So certainly, the gospel is a lot about justice. But it's not all about justice. There's more to the gospel than that. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's about reconciliation to our God. It's about eternal life. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. It's about eternal life. It's about where we will spend eternity. Jesus also said, let your light shine bright. I love that the kid singer sang that song. It was a perfect song for my sermon today. It's almost as if we planned it that way. Thank you for the kid singers to do that. Jesus said, let your light shine bright before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God the Father in heaven. For the past 135 years, this church has been shining its light brightly. And it's very exciting for me to be a part of that. In fact, we chose to stay downtown. There were times when the church talked about leaving the downtown area. We're going to do a program in McFarland Hall during the lunch, and we're going to have a little time of talking about those times when the leadership of this church talked about leaving downtown. There used to be 20 churches around us. Now there's maybe two or three, and some of them are new. So the churches that used to be here in downtown decided to leave. But this church, decided to stay. Why? Because they wanted to shine the light of Jesus Christ in the downtown area. They wanted to maintain the presence of Jesus Christ in downtown Santa Ana. They wanted to be a beacon of light. They wanted to be that city on a hill. They wanted to be the steeple shining Jesus Christ's light to the leadership in this area. And we've been shining our light here on this corner, but also in schools in the area, to the people who are struggling with homelessness in the area, to cross-cultural ministries, with the arts. We've been shining our light in so many different ways, even in Hogue Hospital, which Don mentioned earlier. Not too many churches can say that they participate in the founding of a hospital. We have let our light shine bright, and we continue to do so. People sometimes hear about our church, hear about the size of our church. We're a typical struggling downtown rural church. And yet when they hear about all the ministries that we're partnering with, Kid Singers, La Semilla, Morning Gardens, and the homeless ministries and things like that, they're shocked. They say, wow, you guys are really involved in the community. And we're proud to be part of the community and reaching it out to it. They're amazed when they hear about that. But what's it all about, Alfie? I'm not going to be able to sing that much longer, I can tell. We don't do this for us. We don't do this so we pat ourselves on the back and say, gosh, we're great people. We don't do this because it makes us feel good, even though it does make us feel good. We don't do this simply to help other people, although we do have a desire to help other people. We do this because we want to bring glory to God. A lot of times you hear the let your light shine bright, that quote of Jesus, but we don't hear too often the last phrase of that quote. Let your light shine bright so that your Father in heaven may be glorified. It is our greatest desire to glorify God, the Father in heaven. The Reformers had a phrase, soli Deo gloria. To God alone the glory. Everything that they did, they wanted to bring glory to God. In fact, at the end of every Johann Sebastian Bach composition, he would write the initials SDG, and everybody thought, oh, somebody must have written these for him, and he's taking credit for it. And they're writing their initials at the end until somebody figured out SDG meant Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone the glory. Everything that Bach wrote, he wanted to bring glory to God. And that's what our church is meant to do, to bring glory to God. I think if I got every single pastor that has ever served from 1882 until today to stand on this chancel, they would say the same thing. We want to bring glory to God. So you're going to hear, if you go to the luncheon today, you're going to hear a lot about church buildings. You're going to hear a lot about the pastors. You're going to hear a lot about ministries. But it's not about our fellowships. It's not about our ministries. It's not about our pastors and staff. Sorry, staff. Apologies. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. If we help people live a better life here on earth, but we do not prepare them for eternal life, then we failed. The Apostle Peter, one time he was leaving the temple, and he saw a man who was unable to walk. And he saw him, and the man was asking for money. And Peter said, "You know what? I don't have any money to give to you. But what I have, I will give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." And the man did stand up and walk. It was a miracle. But he didn't say, "I have the ability to do this. I'm a great person and able to do this." He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." We sometimes miss that. It's an important part of who we are, that everything we do in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter let his light shine in such a way that people gave glory to God. Miguel de la Torres is a Cuban-born theologian. He works at the School of Theology in Denver, Colorado. And he's kind of an ethics kind of guy. And sometimes his evangelical students will come up to him and say, "Professor de la Torres, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?" And he looks at them and says, "No, I do not." And they say, "Oh my goodness, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?" And he says, "No, I have a public relationship with Jesus Christ." And I think we need to hear that. The church needs to hear that, because the church has a kind of a way of treating Jesus like a mistress. We want to keep her quiet. We're going to do all these great things, but we don't want people to know about this relationship that we have. We need to become a little more public about that relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to let Jesus Christ be known to the people around us. Jesus Christ was with us when the first members signed the letters of incorporation in 1882 on this very day. Jesus Christ has been with us every step of the way. Jesus Christ is with us right now. He will be with us into the future. He is the beginning and the end and everything in between. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He will never change. Every generation changes. The methods of ministry change, but the message does not change. The message is Jesus Christ. When we go out to take the photograph on the corner, you can turn around and there's a cornerstone in the side of the building and it says, "Jesus Christ is the cornerstone." Jesus Christ is the foundation of this church. Jesus Christ is the reason why we are here. Jesus Christ came to this earth so that we might have salvation. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our Lord. He is our Master. He is the Good Shepherd, and He is also the Lamb that died on the cross for us. He lived on this earth. He was crucified. He died and was buried, and He rose again. And now He sits in the presence of God. It's not about me. It's not about our church. It's about Jesus Christ. In fact, we're going to sing a praise song at the end of this sermon. And the praise song has this line in it: "Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are." That's why we're here. We're here for Jesus Christ. We're here to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ and bring glory to God. What's it all about? It's about Jesus Christ. If anybody asks you, "What's it all about?" It's about Jesus Christ. I want you to be saying that phrase every morning this week. It's all about Jesus. In fact, say it every morning for the rest of your life. It's all about Jesus. Everything you do is about Jesus. Heaven help us when we lose sight of that. Heaven help us. What's it all about? It's all about Jesus. Thank you.